NBA Finals, as we mentioned, that is set. Cavs Warriors, number 3. And the Warriors got some time to rest. Cavs have some time to rest because it doesn't start like another week. Absurd. Cavs have lost one game, right? 12-1. While the Warriors are perfect. 12-0. Ultimately, this is what we wanted to see. Now, I'm very sick of everybody talking about how the NBA sucks. The NBA is the worst. The hockey is amazing. And, you know, listen, I watched Game 7 last night. I watched both overtimes. I watched all Game 7. I watched both overtimes. It was awesome. Pittsburgh going for their second consecutive championship against a good Nashville team. I understand. I understand the hockey love. I understand Game 7 love in anything. But when it comes to the NBA, this is what we wanted from the beginning. Like I don't want any crap from it's not competitive. It's a superstar league. The championship finals are being won by 30 points. Listen to me. The best drama was always LeBron versus Durant in their primes versus Steph Curry, Kyrie. I mean, this is what we wanted. I don't care how we got there. This is going to be dramatic. This is going to be exciting. And I am extremely, extremely excited for the NBA Finals. In fact, if it wasn't these two teams, it would have been a letdown, and I would have been disappointed and cared less. Now, I'm going to make sure I watch every game. Very, very excited, Scotty.
You hear the complaining in every sport. You heard it in the NBA in the 80s. Oh, it's Bird, it's Magic. You know, all the time. It's Bird, it's Magic, and Dr. J. Then you heard it in baseball. Oh, the Yankees are winning every year, you know, in like the 90s. You know, then you hear it in football. Oh, the Patriots win too much. You know, just stop it and enjoy it for what it is, because this is something special. Like we said, you know, no teams have ever met each other in the finals three years in a row. And, you know, the Celtics last night just got sandblasted. It was their worst loss ever in a Game 7 on their home court. Look, it is what it is. You enjoy it for what it is. These are the kind of battles that you're going to remember as a fan for years. Because I remember, you know, growing up loving the NBA in the 80s, and people would complain about the Lakers and the Celtics, but those Bird Magic battles were just so classic.
Yeah, I mean, this is the modern day NBA rivalry. Definitely looking forward to it. Obviously, you want to see this thing go as far as possible. Another Game 7 like we had last season between these two teams would be absolutely tremendous. Now, the dynamic this year is different, though, because you bring Kevin Durant into the mix. Obviously, several times last night during the press conference, LeBron James referenced the Golden State Warriors as the juggernaut out west. He knows what he's going up against now. But this is also the best supporting cast that LeBron James has ever had also. I mean, even better than teams in Miami. Now, don't get me wrong, nobody's legacy will be as big as Dwayne Wade's, but the way Kyrie Irving is playing right now, the way Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, this is a better team than he had in Miami. So this is going to be very, very intriguing, very good basketball coming up. So I'm looking forward to Dub Nation. Rise up. Rise up, Dub Nation.
Oh, boy.
He hating now. He hating.
Well, I mean, I'm just calling what it is, front running.
Uh-huh. I'm excited that these two, otherwise I might not even have watched really, but I will be in tune watching this off finals. The one thing though I will miss, and I don't think we really even touched on, was Shaq and
his feet last night.
No, the other night when him and Barkley
that
really went at it.
That was amazing.
He was like, I'll throw a chicken wing at you. And he was like, oh, you were riding on Kobe's coattails and stuff. Said, they really got personal.
They was talking Kevin Love, they asked about the injury. He was like, I just had to walk it off. And then Barkley was like, you should come take Shaq fat ass for a walk with you. And I'm like, they do an amazing job.
They do
an amazing job.
It was great.
You know, on every other network, they would like be produced or edited out. And we got away. And it's like, I don't care. It's fantastic. Really looking forward, of course, to the NBA Finals starting next week.